The first time I ever heard Hey Ya by Outkast, I was stuck in traffic. And I've had quite a few of these stuck in traffic moments. It's the beauty of the radio still, I think, when something larger than life grabs your attention for 3.5 minutes. It's an amazing thing, you know. That's one of the reasons why I love pop music so much, probably the main reason. And I listened to this thing and I thought, wow, that's absolutely fabulous. You know, so I phoned a couple of my friends. I said, just heard this record, you don't believe it. I think, I might be wrong, this is Barmy, but I'm pretty sure he's singing Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture. Now, if I'm wrong, I know that's right, okay, don't remind me of that. But if I'm right, that is absolutely brilliant. You know, that's so great. And I don't think I've ever met anybody who doesn't like it.
Mm. And like, crosses all the boundaries. Everybody likes it, all ages.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's audacious and a little bit nutty and just really catchy. And yeah. This is the reason why I'm not one of those musicians who believe that pop is a bad word. It's a very old-fashioned idea, because when pop's really good, it does more than it says on the tin.
True enough, true enough. Johnny Marr, and here's one I haven't played in years, I don't think, Hamilton Bohannon and the Disco Stomp.
I was obsessed by Disco Stomp when it came out, which I think would have been about 75. I would have been 12 or 13 or something. It's interesting for me because it was a rhythm of the guitar that hooked me. It's not even a chord change, just this thing going jinka 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 jink. Some people get it in African rhythms, some people get it in rock and roll, some people get hooked by that in hip-hop or drum and bass or whatever it is. It reminds me of being in the back of the car on the way to a holiday in Wales, you know, with my family, and I'd be waiting. It would be played, and then I'd be waiting over the what seemed like hours and hours and hours through all the other pop records for it to be on again. You know, it's going to be on again. It was the influence on The Smiths, How Soon Is Now, guitar style. And it came out years and years later when I wrote How Soon Is Now. And that's become a very, very well-liked song and really loved, you know. And then when people hear this and they go, what? He was influenced by that weird little disco pop tune. But it just kind of shows you everything that you love goes in and it comes out.